It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast, and I hope
Exciting?
Yeah, of course it's exciting.
What's exciting? Nothing's been going on in the satellite world. In fact, the satellite world has been dead.
Well, it's more exciting than a Charlie Chat, that's for darn sure.
No, anything's better than a Charlie Chat.
Or a Tech Chat at that.
Yeah. We had the Charlie Chat Monday night, and, let's recap it in one sentence. It sucked.
Yeah, suckage is the appropriate word.
There's your recap of the Charlie Chat. We did have Satellite Guys on the Charlie Chat, and if you watched the replay this month, it actually puts a graphic up on the screen that says Satellite Guys. That wasn't on the live version of the Charlie Chat. And that's our own digital dude, Brian Gilda. And watch Satellite Guys this week. He's got an interview with the CEO of Munster Cable. And that's really interesting. I've been editing that, and I'm putting that online. It should be online within the next day or so. And the Charlie Chat, other than seeing Brian pop on there with the digital dude, it's been really bad show. It's, you know, an hour worth of commercials.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of sad when Brian is the highlight of a Charlie Chat.
Yeah, and Brian was screwing around when he did it. If you notice when he watching the, you know, the replays, he's wearing a hat, and he put a little thing in there that says press, because he was joking around with the guys, and because the Dish Network guys walked up to him and said, "Hey, would you mind doing a video for us? You're a member of the press," and he goes, "I am," and then he drew the thing and put it in his hat that said press, and it was kind of an ongoing joke with them saying, "I'm a member of the press," but that was the ultimate highlight of the Charlie Chat, and you know, it's unfortunate that was the highlight of the Charlie Chat.
Yeah, you know, Brian is our home theater guru guy. He does Seattle pretty regularly for us, and you know, he does a great job.
Yeah, he was disappointed this year with the CDS show. A lot smaller, a lot less traffic there. He gets a feeling that the CDS show may be starting to fizzle out a bit, and I kind of agree with him. We used to go there for many, many years. We used to send a big team of Satellite Guys members there, and it just wasn't worth covering because what's happening is everybody's saving all their big announcements for the CES show, and that's why we send all of our Satellite Guys staff members out there who can make it to CES, and looking forward to this coming year's CES show.
Oh, definitely. I look forward to this year's also because last year was my first year at CES, and yeah, I kind of knew what it was like, but I didn't really know. Now that I didn't really know what it's like and what boost to hit, this year I can get a real good game plan going, and hopefully we can bring you a lot of the latest and greatest coming from all the companies, not only Dish Network, Extreme HD, if there is an Extreme HD coming, or DirecTV. We're looking to bring you more coverage from more places like Microsoft and stuff that you'd just generally be interested in.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this year. We're looking at adding a couple new technical elements. I don't really want to give some away, but I guess I can say maybe some live video streaming from the show floor and maybe from some press conferences. But we're working on a few things to make this year's CES show a lot more interesting and a lot more exciting for everybody because while everyone can't go there, we try bringing you the feeling from the floor and the excitement, and it's kind of like Christmas for big boys.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of want to see what kind of gadgets they got for my iPhone here. So,
yeah, I love my iPhone, my jailbroken iPhone. Don't tell Apple. And you know, it's a great toy. What I'm looking forward to is I want to see on the back them add some kind of attachment so you can you know, zoom in on your camera a little bit better, you know, attachable lens. I'd like to see something like that. So that way when we do live video casting, we can use our iPhones and be able to broadcast live from the show floor without carrying any laptops, without carrying anything, just bringing you everything from the show floor, and you'll see it before everybody else gets to see it.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty mobile solution, and that'd be really interesting to see how that works out and what the quality of it would be.
I've actually been testing some different software the past couple weeks, and it runs pretty well. The only thing is the audio is not that great yet, and hopefully by the time CES rolls around, the audio will be better, so that way me or you or any of the other Satellite Guys members can give people walking live tours of different booths and show them new equipment and really get stuff online before any other website does it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Scott's all cool with his jailbroken iPhone, and, you know, I'm a little pussy. I haven't been able to jailbreak mine yet because I'm scared Apple might find out.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, DirecTV, you know, I was watching NFL Sunday Ticket along with NASCAR Hot Pass, and I immediately thought of a feature that I've been missing since I switched from Dish to Direct. I miss Pitcher-in-Pitcher, and I really wish they would get their heads in the game and add that feature.
Pitcher-in-Pitcher, and also... I've seen some rumors about a new, where you push a button on your remote and you can see like 5 or 6 channels at the same time. I hear they're working on something like that, and if they do, that would be really interesting to see.
Yeah, that'd be really cool if you could select what channels to put on there on your 5 or 6 channel mosaic, so.
Yep, and there's lots of interesting stuff coming through. As we've seen in the beta programs, like the CE program here at Satellite Guys, there's some exciting stuff coming down the line. Unfortunately, because it is beta, not all of it works correctly all the time. And they're trying. I got to give them that. But sometimes it can get frustrating when things don't work when you want them to. But it's always exciting seeing new features coming down the line. And, you know, we really got to understand when there's beta products that stuff may not work like a release version. I'm just happy to see new features coming down the line. And one of the things I really want to see from DirecTV by the end of the year is see them actually start transmitting 1080p over the satellite instead of over the internet. Because with companies like Comcast putting download limits on what you can download per month, these download caps, you're not going to be downloading too many 1080p movies. And they really got to start sending some of those major ones over the satellite like Dish Network's currently doing.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those guys that I didn't want to sound like a total complainer in the forums, but with the CNE, I did post a thread this week regarding the 1080p, because I'm one of the guys who, I haven't been able to really see a 1080p movie yet, because I'm one of the lucky ones that it doesn't work on yet. And I really do agree that, yeah, it is beta testing, and yeah, there's going to be issues. And I really love it that DirecTV is allowing us this opportunity, but at the same time, I do want to see a little bit of improvement or feedback on where they're at with that.
They're working. I can tell you about the 1080p. They are working on things, and there are some TVs out there that have been sold as 1080p TVs, which do not do 1080p correctly, which is a problem. And then there's another issue there where the driver doesn't understand the HDMI connection handshake for security measures. Does not work correctly with some TVs, and they're trying to work through all that right now.
Right, and that's exactly the point that I was getting to. But DirecTV does do a great job, and I am thankful for this opportunity, and I want to see that DirecTV gets all the right information, because just as much as DirecTV, I want to see their product succeed.
Oh, trust me, they are watching, and I've been in contact almost daily with a lot of their people over there regarding the CE stuff and what they're seeing. And they are definitely watching. They're definitely aware. They can't post the feedback to the internet like they'd like to. So that way they just let, you know, one of me or Jason or somebody know, give us a heads up every once in a while of some of the common problems they're seeing. But they are watching and are taking all feedback seriously, and they are trying to get it working perfectly. But again, I'd like to see DirecTV actually delivering 1080p across the satellite instead of downloading it over the internet. And they need to get that done and get that done quickly, because these caps are starting to go into place. And I don't even know how big a 1080p movie is. It's got to be pretty big in size.
Yeah, it's got to be really huge, because I got a 16 meg down connection, and it takes me a good 4 hours to download a 1080p movie. Whereas someone with a 1-2 megabyte down, it takes them roughly all night.
Yeah. So what we're going through right now in the satellite industry is basically a big lull. Neither company is doing anything. They're both sitting on their butts. They both have a lot of capacity up there in space that they're not fully taking advantage of right now. And from all I'm hearing is that they're holding on till November because they want to make a big holiday splash. Now, that really doesn't make too much sense to me, but again, normally for around Christmas time and the holidays, both satellite companies don't have anything to offer people to get them to, you know, have people give DirecTV for Christmas or want to get DirecTV or Dish Network or what have you. So what I'm asking here is, you know, I'm supposed to be writing three times a week for multi-channel news, and it's really hard for me to write about news in the industry when there is no news in the industry. So if you have any ideas of things I could write about that would be interesting for other people, please let me know. Send me a PM on Satellite Guys, because when I'm contracted to write three columns a week and there's nothing to write about, it makes things really, really hard. So I'm asking for all your guys' help out there.
You know, Scott, you could always talk about the effects of the satellite industry on today's economy. Wow, have you seen that Wall Street report?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man. Yeah, two of the major financial companies.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah. Yep, I've seen that, but, you know, even Wall Street and people who work on Wall Street have been asking me lately what's going on with the satellite companies. Why are they sitting on this capacity without using it? And I haven't been able to give an answer. So I don't know if Wall Street's taking a look at the satellite companies are going to be saying, hey, guys, maybe this is not a worthwhile investment or what have you, because right now, for example, Dish Network has problems where they don't have any equipment. Their Turbo HD promotion has been very, very popular, but when they have no equipment to be able to install customers, they're giving people 3 or 4 week install dates before they can get them installed, and it's being a problem for the industry.
Yeah, I think the industry right now is looking at Dish Network and DirecTV, because coming here in a couple months, it's going to be wintertime. People are going to be indoors watching TV, and that's really going to be a market leverage to see how well the economy is potentially doing, because if people can afford premium TV, then obviously the economy is still doing pretty well.
Right, and with the big digital changeover coming up, it's also a big thing, because people are going to need a way to get signal in their house, because even though they may have an antenna on the roof, they may not pick up the digital signals, because digital is so much more fussy than an analog signal. You know, people for years watched ghosted television, you know, television with the ghosts and shadows all across it, and have called that acceptable television. But in the digital world, you either get a great picture or you get no picture. And so they're going to need a provider out there, and that's where the satellite industry really should be making a lot of noise right now, and they're not.
Absolutely. Dish Network should be, they got a $19 package that you can get your local digital channels and a couple other channels thrown in. That's one of the cheapest packages out in the market right now. They should be promoting that to everybody who's getting a box or whatever.
Yeah, they didn't include anything about Dish Network with their DTV Pal box. I would have put all kinds of pamphlets and brochures about Dish Network and look at all the great stuff you can get from us and blah, 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 but they didn't do that.
What I'm kind of surprised is they didn't integrate a satellite tuner into those boxes at a little bit more of a cost and try to get people to do both.
Well, by the law for the coupons, they couldn't do that.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. One other thing before we go, because I hear the music starting to come up, and that is, if you see this before Wednesday, I'm going to be at the Big E, which is a big fair we have here in New England. It's made up of six states. It's a six-state fair. And I'm going to be there with DirecTV on Wednesday. So come on down and say hi if you're in the area at the Big E. I'll be at the DirecTV booth from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stop by, say hi. There'll be some executives there from DirecTV who you can pick their brain, ask some questions. We have a bunch of giveaways. Showtime gave us a bunch of stuff to give away. DirecTV gave us a bunch of stuff to give away. So come on down, say hello. You know, meet the guys from DirecTV, and it's going to be a good time.
Alrighty, and we'll see you next week real soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.